The day calls on Panyaza Lusufi, the MEC for Education in Gauteng, to formally renounce his position and comments on the Bella Bill, which seeks to scapegoat Afrikaans and mother tongue education. It is clear that Lusufi plans to use the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill for his racial crusade to vilify Afrikaans in schools. This bill, which seeks to remove the powers of school governing bodies and often appeal, leave them at the mercy of MECs like Lusufi, who will use it as a tool to further discriminate against Afrikaans as a language and its speakers. Effectively, under the Bella Bill, heads of provincial education departments and MECs for education will, after appeal, make the final decision on admissions and language policies of schools. This will arm Lusufi in his fight against single medium schools and allow him to ramp up his crusade against Afrikaans speakers, something which he has unashamedly turned into a racial matter by vilifying certain races. Consequentially, mother tongue education will suffer and will lead to Afrikaans learners being forced to learn and study in English. This is not the first time Lusufi blatantly attacked Afrikaans, as he's done in 2019, openly inciting racism when he criticized an Afrikaans university being built as racist and a reminder of apartheid. The DA rejects the generalization that Afrikaans belongs to white people only. Lusufi fails to see that 77% of colored South Africans are also first language speakers of Afrikaans. Lusufi must be stopped in his tracks. The DA calls on every South African citizen to join us and sign our petition against the draconian bill. Over 13,000 people have already signed the DA's Afrikaans and English petitions against the bill. The bill will significantly change the education landscape and will be destructive to quality mother tongue education for decades to come. Therefore, over the coming months, we will consult with experts and the public to present rational alternatives to the Bella Bill, as well as continuing to engage with the bill in Parliament.